brought down the Svar Makdoshim that the Kriya of a Parsha is Ma'ir on the Zman that this Parsha is being read. For example, Chusharim writes that when you learn Parshas Yisroi, that Zman of Shabbos Parshas Yisroi is a Zman that has in it the Kedusha of a Yontav of Shavuos, of Kabbalah Satayra, because that's what Parshas Yisroi is. It's Ma'ir on the Zman. This concept happens to be not just, you know, in the Sifrei Kabbalah of Svarim HaKadoshim, but really you find this even in the Magen Avraham. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Pei, Sifkot and Tes. Over there in the Magen Avraham, it's brought down, there were people that used to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Why they fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas? Because in France, to Yidua in history, there was 20 wagon loads of Svarim that were burnt by the Goyim. And in those days, 20 wagon loads of Svarim is literally, you have no idea what a Churban that is, because they used to not have the ability to print the way we do. And they were 20 wagon loads of Svarim was such a law, such a Churban. So people had the minhag to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. So the Magen Avraham, why are they fasting Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas? Why don't we look at the date of when it happened? And if it happened, let's say, on Hei Tammuz, so fast on Hei Tammuz. Pump that year was on a Friday. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, so you fast then? What was the date? Go after the date. So the Magen Avraham, no. Because they did a Tainus Chaloyim, a Shelus Chaloyim. Hele Geyid didn't have the ability to go ahead and find out, like a Nevuah from Shemayim. They asked Shemayim in the Shelus Chaloyim of why this Churban happened to them. Why were there 20 wagons loaded of Svarim burned? And they found out the answer that was given from Shemayim was Zois Chukas HaTorah, which Targum says, Dog Zeris Araisa. This is the Gzeirah against the Torah that had to happen. So Shemayim showed them that it was about the Parshas Chukas, of Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, that this tragedy had to happen then. Obviously, it was Bichash Boinus why it happened, but the point was, you see it happen because of the Zman. So this concept that the Zman, the Kriyas HaTorah, is Mashpil on the time, is a reality even in Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. So here we are relating 5 weeks worth of Parshiyos of Mishkan. 5 weeks of building Mishkan. It's obviously mashpia on the Zman that we're living through a period of time that it's a Zman for us to build Mishkan. So one concept we mentioned already, like Rav Chaim Volozhin said, we're not going to go into that now, how we spoke about you have to make yourself into a Mishkan. But today I want to talk about a different Indian about Mishkan, which is also very important, and especially in this period of time when it's the Parshiyos of Mishkan. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches writes, Omar Rav Chiya Bar Ami, Mishmei De'ula, Miyoyim Shechor of Beis HaMikdash. From the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein loy la Kadosh Baruch Hu bo ilomoy, ela arba amo she'alocho bilvad. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have a mokum of Ashuas HaShechina anymore because we're in the Golos. It's Churban Beis HaMikdash. But what the Rebbeinu Shalom does have, says the Gemara, is a mokum of Ashuas HaShechina in the Dalar amo she'alocho. Which means our Beis Medrash, a mokoyim of Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, is a mokoyim of Hashroah Sashchina. Another Gemara, also brought down a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara writes on Chav Tesam and Aleph, Omar Abayah, Meresh have a garisno bebeso. I used to learn, says Abaye, in my house. Umatzilino b'veis kinishta. I used to daven in shul. I'll learn at home, in my study, and daven in shul. Kivon dishomis lahol damer dekama David. Once I heard the pasuk of David HaMelech, Hashem ohavti ma'oin beisecha, the Baruch Hashem loves his ma'oin beisecha, means his mokoy, but ma'oin means ashoras hashchina, a place where he rests his shchina. The Baruch Hashem loves the place where he can rest his shchina. I realized that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and rather have a garisno bebei kenishta. I started learning taka, not at home anymore, but I made sure to go to base medrash to learn, because that's the mokum of ashoras hashchina. This idea that the Gemara brings down here, and many other Gemaras similar to this, is not just an exaggeration, a concept, a nice idea, but rather we have to realize it's a living mitzias. Our Beis Medrash and every Beis Medrash is Ashros Hashchina. The same way in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have a certain hanhaga of the Kedusha of Ashros Hashchina that's there, that demands the same type of level of hanhaga of recognizing the Shechina resting in your Beis Medrash. And a person has to act accordingly because there's Ashros Hashchina there. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch L'Halacha, in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bote kinesios bote midrashos. Ein noig behem kalus roish. You can't act with lightheadedness in there. Kigoin schoik, vehitul, v'sicha b'teila. All lightheaded activities can't be done in the Beis Medrash. Ve'ein oichlim v'shoysim behem. You can't eat and drink over the air. V'loy miskashtin bohen, v'loy mitayilim behem. You can't dress yourself up there, and you can't go take a trip there, use it as a shortcut or, to hang out there. V'loy nichnosim behem b'chama. If they are chama, if it's very hot, you can't just go in there for the air conditioning. Uva'gashamim b'nei gashamim. If it's raining, you need some shelter from the rain. You're not allowed to do that. It's an iser. Zokt the Mishnah Brura, what iser you over? Zokt the Mishnah Brura, kiheim nikron mikdash ma'at. A base on Knesset and base medrash is called a mikdash ma'at. You have a real base on mikdash, and the mikdash ma'at is our base medrash. U'kemoy dichsiv ve'ei lahem le'mikdash ma'at. He quotes a pasuk. Uva mikdash ksiv es mikdash itiro. In the Beis HaMikdash it says, fear my Beis HaMikdash. We all know, you go into the Beis HaMikdash, it demanded a tremendous level of fright and awe. Zok the Mishnah Brura, if by the Beis HaMikdash there's an iser, there's mikdash itiro, that to be lightheaded there, it's usser. You have to have a fear. Shehei moiroi shal ha-sheichin bo, alav, the fear of who's resting there has to be on you. You have to have that fright. So too, in your mikdash ma'at, you have to realize and have that fright. And I saw brought down, the Chofetz Chaim Taka writes, in his Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in his Essen, Ois Zayin, he writes, Lufi kama rishonim, the Reim, the Smag, the Smak, the mitzvah of Moira Mikdosh is min ha-toyrah. Which means, the daraisa dika issa that you can be over when you go into the Beis HaMikdosh, pilei plan, you could go into your Beis Medrash, and if you don't have the proper awe, you're over the same issa daraisa that you're over in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mishnah Brura brings down, from this kos of the smak taka says, Ba'avoin kalus roish beveis haknesses, because of lightheadedness in shuls ne'apochem lebeis avoidus galilum. We find shuls that turned into a church, Chas v'shalom he writes, but the shuls that turned into a church was because of the lightheadedness that went on in the Beis Medrash. Frightening words, because you look back in history, Klal Yisrael, the way Borough Park and Flatbush look today, There were many different other areas in New York, like the Bronx and other places, that were cooler Yiddish, almost like a borough park in Flatbush. And today, there's probably come out not a Jew living there. And the old shuls, what they turn into? Achman al Itzlan. The old shuls in the Bronx and everywhere else. And it's scary to think about that the Kalos Roish, says the Mishnah Berurah, that went on in shuls is why we find that they turn into a church. Ki hu mezalzu b'chvoy ha-shechina. You be mezalzu in the cover of ha-shechina that rests there. Ve'ein adoyma ha-choyte b'inoy l'vein atzmoy. It doesn't compare when a person does avera privately in his own house. La'choyte b'paltin shemelech l'fnei ha-melech. To sin in the king's palace in front of the king? It's a whole different level. You're in the king's palace in front of him. It's a whole different level of an avera, of what you're doing. If let's say you talk sicha b'teil avir. The Mishnah Berurah ends off, al kain, hayorei v'chori l'var Hashem. Someone who is a from yid, who cares about Hashem. Yosim tomid eino v'libois lazeh. He'll always focus on this point. Never to talk dvar b'teilim in a beis medrash or a shul. Hamokim azeh yia miyuchad etzloi. He has in his mind, this place is only rak b'tayru l'tfilah. These are the words of the Mishnah Berurah la'alacha. Now unfortunately, our maila becomes our chesaron. Our maila that the whole day we're in the beis medrash, which is a gevaldika maila, to be in a makom of beis medrash the whole day is a gevaldika maila. But it becomes our chesaron because we become so used to it. This is where you hang out, quote unquote, all day. So a maila, it becomes very light by you. And typically, because you're there all day, you don't have the same awe that you would have if you came in only once in a while. So we have to be so careful that with our maila of being in a beis medrash all day, not to lose the mikdash tiro. You know, not too many years ago, we went through the coronavirus. I'm starting to feel like, the years are adding up. I'm talking to Olam that might not even remember anymore so well the experience of during the coronavirus. Because you were rather young, 5 years ago. And to me, I remember so vividly when they shut down all the Bati Midrashim and all the shuls, and we were davening for weeks long out of a shul, at times not even in a backyard, b'yichidus mamish. And then all of a sudden, after a few months, every place varied when they actually opened, finally opened up the shul. I have to be honest, I remember so vividly how exciting it was to walk into a beis medrash. To walk into a beis haknesses. It was an emes excitement to be in a shul. I felt so good having the opportunity to daven in a mokom like a beis medrash. Even if you had a minyan in the backyard, it didn't compare. To have a mokom ashoras hashchina of a shul, a beis medrash, it was such an excitement. I don't know if you're old enough to remember this excitement, but we have to realize that excitement has to remain with us forever. Although we're always there, we take it, we get used to it, we take it for granted. We can't lose the chashivas of the opportunity that we have. It was so real then that Taka got taken away from us and then we got it back. I have to be honest, I was naive at that time and I really thought that when everybody came into Beis Medrash, there's a lot of talk during that time when we lost the shuls, that maybe our chashivas for a shul is not proper, and that's why it was taken away from us. There was a lot of talk by shmuzim that people were giving, the gedolim, and there were a lot of write-ups about it, and different literature that went out, that maybe our chashivas for a beis medrash is not proper, and that's why it was taken away from us. So I was naive enough to believe when we came back in, and it was so stark, everybody came in with such chashivas, I was naive to think that it's going to remain like that. I really feel like, you know, we all learned our lesson. There's no way we're taking a shul for granted anymore. A guy's going to pull out a smartphone in a shul. You know, sometimes you go to shuls, you see guys taking out a smartphone. That will never happen ever in history again. A guy to stop joke around will never happen. We know what it is to be without a shul. We learned our lesson. Boy, was I naive. Rachman al-Atzlan, we almost don't even remember what it was to lose our shuls. Rachman al-Atzlan, the kalos roish, the sicha b'teilon, the lightheadedness. Who thinks about Mikdashi Tiro? We have to realize and give yourself a mushel of what it would look like if you went into a king's palace. How you'd be so careful how you talk to the king in his presence. And it has to be 100 times or 1,000,000 times more in front of the Rabbeinu Shlom in his makom of Ashras Hashchina. And the only way you do this is with Koyach Hatzir. Those two magic words that we mentioned in the beginning of the year. Ma bein tzaddik l'rasha. What's the whole difference of why one person turns out a tzaddik and one person turns out a rasha? This was the question that Altuf and Kelm asked. And he answered with the two words, Koyach Hatzir, the ability to visualize. If you have the ability to visualize, you can become great in your life. And if you don't have the ability to visualize, you remain with nothing. Because everything is just a physical thing that you see, and if you don't see Ruchnius, which Ruchnius is not tangible to see, you remain with nothing. Koyach Hatzir has to be used to realize the Hashras Hashchina that goes on in the Beis Medrash. You can't see with your own tangible eyes, but with your Koyach Hatzir, you have to visualize it and live up to your visualization. I heard a Maridika story. It's a good mashal to bring out this point. There was a Yid who wasn't feeling so well. He went to the doctor. And he sat down by the doctor. The doctor's trying to figure out what's wrong with him. And he says, you know, we have to take some scans because I'm not seeing clearly what's going on. And he goes and gives him an MRI scan. And he's waiting in the waiting room until the doctor reads the scans, and he comes back into his office, and the doctor sits down with him and says, I'm so sorry what I see in the scan. And really, I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, I can't believe it. What are you finding? And his mama, she's so scared what the doctor found. And the doctors don't know how to break the words to him, to break the news to him. And he's stuttering on his words, they start telling him. And the guy's like, am I going to live? Am I going to survive? Am I going to live till tomorrow? And he says, probably only till tomorrow. And the guy's face drops. He can't believe it. His pains are showing something tremendous going on in his body. His mom is going mishuga. And he's so broken. That explains to him what's going on. Complications that he saw inside his body, and his mama, she's oismensch. He goes home, and you can imagine he's a different person. This might be my last day of my life. And the way he's acting, mama, from a regular guy, he became such a tzaddikal. Every amen, every brachas, mila b'mila. He's not wasting any time just sitting back on the couch doing nothing. He's sitting there learning in his free time. And his wife's wondering what's going on with him. And he's scared to break the news to his wife. You know, I only have one day left. What's she going to say? Is everything okay, Yagol? No, he's fine. You know, he doesn't even tell her. The doctor told him to come back tomorrow. And they're going to do some more intense testing for him. He doesn't tell his wife anything. Next day, he goes back to the doctor, and they do very intense testing on him. And after some time of testing and getting the results, the doctor calls him back into his office and says, the results of the test if we go ahead and do kach v'kach, we could save your life. And he feels like a different person. All of a sudden, a million pounds of bricks that were on his head just got removed. Go through this procedure and everything will be fine. You gave me back my life, he tells the doctor. You literally gave me back life. And he walks out of there like a different person. A person that appreciates a moment of life. And he tells himself, the rest of my life I'm going to live like this. Every morning I wake up, I was dead in my sleep. Sleep is the 60th of death. I wake up in the morning and the Baruch Hashem gave me life. Moida ani lefanecha. You know what it means to have life? It means like walking out of a doctor's office telling you you're going to live. That excitement. And that's how he changed his life from then on, living up to that feeling. Every morning, a new lease on life, like they got from the report from the doctor. That's koyach hatzir, visualization. To visualize the reality. If you don't use your koyach hatzir, you get nowhere in life. And specifically in regard to what we're talking about. In the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash, the Hashras HaShechina that's there, if you don't use your Koyach HaTzir and visualize it, you could end up chewing gum in a Beis Medrash and fooling around and screaming and doing things that are not sugapas for a Beis Medrash. And you don't even realize what you're doing wrong because you don't see the Kedusha. You have to see the Kedusha to realize what it is. Use your Koyach HaTzir and find it. Mikdoshi Tiro, you have to fear the Kedusha of the one that Shaykh and Jam. Realize the Rabbi Hashem is resting in Shechina there. And it demands a whole new level of the way we act with respect in a Beis Medrash. Rav Yosher writes in Perek Gimel, Oysom b'nei Adam, people, she'enan is horim l'dabar divis choyk v'kalas roish. People that are not careful to talk lightheadedness in Beis Medrash. Gormim, they are causing she'tesalik hashchina miYisrael. That Klal Yisrael is losing a place of Ashras hashchina. Uva v'niseinu arabim, Nechrivu kamo botik in esiyas ayidei ofen zeh. There were many shuls that got destroyed because of this aveira. I remember when I was a young boy in Flatbush, there was a huge levaya for the Sifrei Torah that were burned in the destruction of Rav Hillel David Shul. Rav Hillel David Shlita had a shul before he built his new building, many years ago. He had an old shul before my father started davening there. I don't know what went on, but there was a terrible fire in the shul, and not only the shul got burnt down, but even Sifrei Torah got destroyed from that tremendous fire. And there was a huge levaya for the Sifrei Torah that I remember. After they rebuilt the shul, they put up a majestic shul, so my father started davening there when I was a kid. And we joined that minion of Rav Hillel David. I can't describe how careful the Rav was in regard to being quiet in shul. If he heard a peep from anybody, everybody knows this, anybody who's from Brooklyn knows Hillel David shul, he'll shoot you dead, literally, if he hears any sounds from you during davening. And to me, Lamia's Daiti, it's no doubt it's because of this Yisoyev. Whether beforehand he was lax in it or not, I have no idea. But the point being is that once his shul experienced a fire and was burnt down, and he lost Sifrei Torah, they had a huge Leviathan flappish for it, he definitely took this Yisoid very seriously. And I'm telling you, in that shul, my father used to dive like in the back, even like it wasn't even so front, you know, near the Umud. We sat really far back. If we would say anything, I'd say a little thing to my brother, somehow the Rav heard it. Like, literally, he'd stop in the middle of davening, create a Torah, anything. There was no sound that went on in shul. You have to be 100% quiet. And he'd stop the Baal Tzvira, stop the laning in the middle of anything if he hears any noise. But this is the chashivas that we have to have. It's a makom hashruas hashchina. Hashruas hashchina demands that there's nothing else going on but the avodah that we're involved in. Meir Soloveitchik, Zatzal, Moyevi Rebbe, is so brought down in Sefer Shemois. He brings down from the Gemara Megillah on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Pasuk writes, "Vayisroif es Beis Hashem," the Rebbe Yisrael burnt down the Beis Hashem, which is the Beis HaMikdosh, there's Beis HaMelech, there's Kol Bote Yerushalayim, there's Kol Bayis Godol, Sor of Beish. All Bayis Godol got burnt in fire. What's the Pasuk referring to when it said the Bayis Godol got burnt in fire? The Beis HaMikdosh we know got burnt. What's the Bayis Godol? Says the Gemara, Chad Omar, Bayis Godol means Mokom shemegadlum boi b'toira, the house where you grow in Torah. Chal Omar, Mokom shemegadlum boi tefila, place where you grow in tefila. Which means either bate kinesias or bate midrashas. Mevuor, Zucker Meir, it's Mevuor in this Gemara, shebechurban beis hamikdosh, when the Rabbi Shem destroyed the beis hamikdosh, he not only took down the beis hamikdosh, but he took down the Bati Midrashos and the Bati Kinesias too. Azoi Vais Lechois from the Gemara Megillah. The shuls got destroyed simultaneously. What's the pshat? Zokra Meir. V'hainu Mishum. Shekam Hein Mikdosh Ma'at. They're also based on Mikdosh Ma'at. Is a real based on Mikdosh and a based on Mikdosh Ma'at? V'gam Aleihem Ne'ma Apostle. The Pasuk says, Vashi Moisin Mikdashaychem, I'm going to destroy your Mikdash if you're not on the right level. Ukshem Shah Yisrael Tzrichli as Kedoshim. The same way Klal Yisrael to be Kadosh, Viroi, Shetishra Shkino B'neim, the Beis HaMikdash. The same way for the Beis HaMikdash, they have to be Roy for it. And if we're not Roy, we lost our Beis HaMikdash. Kishen Nechzeru Mailas Goy Kadosh. And when we lost the Maila of who we are, it's Kamoy Kein Linyan Mikdash Ma'at. We lose that too. We need the Milo of Goy Kodosh, Lizkois, Lepata Kinesias, Lepata Midrashas. And if we don't have the Milo of what the Yidden are supposed to be, the same way we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we lost the Lepata Kinesias, Lepata Midrashas simultaneously. It all goes together. Because it's a reality. Beis HaMikdash Ma'at is what we're Zoycha to in our Shul and the Beis Medrash. You know, the Pasuk brings down, and then the Parsha Zisra, Loisale b'maylois al mizbechi. Don't climb onto my mizbeach with steps. You have to use a ramp, you can't use steps. Why? Asher loisigolo ervoscha olov. If you go with steps, it's a gilui erva. Now what does it mean it's gilui erva if you go with steps? So Rashi says, it's not Gili Erva Mamish, Zabrashi. But when you're Laharchev Psiyasecha, you take large steps. To go up steps, you have to take large steps. Korlev L'Gili Erva. It's close to Gili Erva. Because you know you're Bom Minig Bezoyim. It's a Bezoyim Dikazach. You're spreading your feet very wide. It's a Bezoyim Dikazach. And a Melo on a Mizbeach, you can't go up. Which steps? Now it's mevuor in many places that it's not just the mizbeach. The mizbeach was a makom kadosh and it's being brought out a din on the mizbeach. But it's mevuor in Chazal that throughout the whole Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to have wide steps throughout the whole Beis HaMikdash the way you walk. You weren't allowed to do that. the Ritzvah, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash had a makom of Kedusha, and you couldn't take wide steps walking anywhere on the Ritzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. This was a din that we find in the Pasuk at the end of Parashas Yisroel. The Sepurna writes on this. The Yisoyin of this Pasuk, he says, is Mikol Mokam, what the Torah is telling you, Loitale B'Marlois, don't use steps. He Shomer, we're telling you to be careful. Melinoig Kalos Rosh, B'Mizbeach, don't have lightheadedness on a Mizbeach. The whole idea of Kalos Rosh, on a Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdosh, that's the warning of the Torah here. Don't be lightheaded in a Mokam HaMikdosh. We all need to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh and go through from the morning to night our hanhaga that we have in a Beis Medrash, in a Beis HaKnesses. If this is the time of Mishkan, 5 weeks of building Mishkan, 5 weeks means the Zman is a Zman of making Mishkan. We have to make sure that we're taka making Mishkan and we're making our Mikdash Ma'at in a Beis Medrash. Am I living up to the Kedusha of Ashras Ashkina that belongs there? And a person has to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh from the morning till the night. All your different halachos that you have, something's become so routine, you don't even realize it's not bakavadik for a Beis Medrash. You know, I saw brought down screaming. I think the Pelayoyitz writes. Obviously, you're cocked up and learning and you're screaming, that's fine. But how about you call someone's name across the Beis Medrash? You think you're in a gym? You're in a basketball court? Screaming a guy's name across the Beis Medrash, Zot the Pelayoyitz, Michlal Moira Beis HaKnesses, Shlo Yitin Shem Koyloi, Koyol Az. How could you have a sound with a brazenness calling Yankel across the Beis Medrash? Elokesh Tzorech L'Dabba, if you haven't talked to someone, Yelech Etzlam, you go to him, you dabble him belachash, you talk to him quietly, b'noyam siach of a kavid roish, with a sweetness, with a heavy roish of k'ayim in the Heichal HaMelech. You realize you're standing in Heichal HaMelech and you talk properly to him. Ayin roya, there's an eye that's watching. Eich oimdim. Oh, he's saying that we, everybody knows what it looks like. Eich oimdim if they sorry haaretz. You know what it looks like when you're standing in front of a king, how frightening it is, how people act. They ain't kol, they ain't oina. There's no sound of people screaming there. So a male is like the Pelayoyitz in a Beis Medrash. You have to be so careful. You need to talk to someone. You don't go ahead and scream across the room. I don't know what was going on last night, Punkt, when I was talking to two bachrim by my seat. But there was something going on a few rows behind me that was making a tumult. That's not covered Beis HaMedrash. That's not Moira Mikdash. I don't know what was going on, but I know it was disruptive, and that's not covered. That's a bazillion Beis HaMikdash. Hashras Hashchina, by a Melech, that wouldn't happen. Well, that's what a Beis Medrash is. The Melech Malchi Amlochim dwells there. You know, I saw brought down for the Chidah. Time is getting late. Try to squeeze in a few more points. But the Chidah writes very frightening words. He tells us a little bit, a peek in what goes on in Shemayim. He says in Shemayim, the Shemayim Mimal, many times, Bo Mekatrig Al Yisroel. Many times the Kitrug against the Yid, against the Yidin. Things that we do wrong. So, although there's a kitrug in Shemayim against what the Yidden are doing, but miyad hey mekabel tshuva nitzachas. Many times a good response to quiet down the kitrug. And what's the good response that goes on in Shemayim? The taina against them to quiet down the kitrug. Umas ha'olam hey ma'achroyim ozet. The umas ha'olam the goyim ma'achroyim for this. You're telling me why the Yidden are doing this? Well, the Goyim, they live amongst the Goyim. They're in Golos. What do you want from the Yid? They're being mushma from the Goy. It's so hard for them. And that quiets down the kitrug in Shemayim because it's blamed and the chrayas should be on the goy. This is what the chidah brings down. It's a little bit of arichus, but we'll skip ahead. He says, however, there's a kitrug at times that comes out of Shemayim that's very, very powerful, and taka remains destructive against us. At times, he says, the kitrug is yishtayna chazaka against the yidden, that if everything is the vort that you're trying to save them is because they learned it from the goyim, that's why they're excused. What about the way they act in the Beis Medrash? What about the kalus roish, the lightheadedness that goes on in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Mokum HaShroes HaShechina? Madua lo yildu atoiv shebehem from the goy. Why can't they learn that part from the goy? Umas ha'ilam, the goyim, when they go lahavdil to their mokum of when they serve Avodah Zarah, b'kinesiyah shelahem, heim oimdim be'eim of a yira, afilu mila echas, v'dibur echov, lo yinishma v'piyam. You'll never find them schmoozing when they're in their Beis Avodah Zarah. Eich b'nei Yisrael, klal Yisrael, v'teich bat v'kinesiyah shelahem. They're not learning from the goyim, and rather they are medabrim, they're busy schmoozing. Medabrim di v'schoik, v'hitu v'kalos roish, v'einam nirsom, they don't have fright, klal v'klal, v'kloin ha-shechina, ha-shruya v'es ha-knesas. Hara yilmadu v'atoyim lo yilmadu. All the bad they do pick up. The one good thing that you can see by a goyim, they're not learning from. And this, the Chidah says, is what goes on in Shemayim that ends up the Gevaldik Kidruk. He brings down, the Pasuk says, Hashem Yilochem Lochem Va'atem Tacharishon. The Rosh Hashanah could fight for Klal Yisrael if you're quiet. But the minute that Klal Yisrael is not quiet in the Beis Medrash, the Rosh Hashanah loses the battle. He has an ability to fight and defend Klal Yisrael. Zok the Chidah, very frightening words, how that Kidruk remains. And it's a terrible, destructive force against the Yidden if we don't have the right Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, recognizing the Ashroas HaShechina that's near. I still brought down a Maisa with the stipler. I showed Yankiv Kanievsky's Atzal. The stipler, the Kilos Yankiv, once davened Mincha in Yeshiva's Beis Meir. And it was a Shabbos Mincha. So after davening, he walks out, he had to go home for Shalosh Shutz. Ulepesa, suddenly, as he's walking a block, Heichel Loretta's Geshem's office, all of a sudden it started, a storm of rain started pouring down. Stipler's walking home with the Gabbai, with someone else. So the Gabbai turns to the stipler and says, Hey, Mutter Loretta, are we allowed to run? It was Shabbos. Are we allowed to run? It's pouring rain. So the disciples said, "Kishe yoytzim beis haknesses in Loretz, you leave a shul, you're not allowed to run. It doesn't look like you're excited to leave a mokum ashoras hashchina. You can't run. Himshichu loleches benachas. It kept walking slowly, like the disciple always walked. Umitroi zav shoytim alav. It was gushing rain on top of their heads. And they bring down the story." At the Bnei Yeshiva, we're by the Pesach of the Beis Medrash, you know, whatever, the awning there, and they were watching it all, bespilos, how they were walking in the gushing rain, not even speeding up. Because how could you run out of the shul? How could you run out of the Beis Medrash? It's a makom ashoras hashchina. There's no heter for that. You know, they say from one of the Gedolei Yisrael, we know how much of Europe, Poland, was wiped away from the Nazis in the 1940s. Chmodel Tzlon, town after town, Hungary, Mamish, they destroyed so many kehilas in Klal Yisrael. Like we all know, 6 million Yidden under the Nazis were destroyed. And there was someone who once said, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, that what's the pshat, on the other hand, the Svardasha communities didn't happen to? This is all the other sects of Klal Yisrael, the Ashkenaz, and the Hasidim, and all that. But what happened to the Svardasha communities? For some reason, the Nazis never made it there. And the Gadol Yisrael said, it's no question about it. The awe of Mikdoshei Tiro that the Svarasha community keeps to. If you ever went into a Svarasha place, you see what Kedushas Beis HaMedrash they have. That's what saved them. They recognize what Ashuras HaShechina is, and that gave them their survival that the Nazis never made it there. These are frightening words from the Gedolei Yisrael, but it's a metzias when you look to see what happened. It just doesn't make any sense. So I just want to end. There's a Moridika Medrash. The Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, call me Shenichtas Lebatei Kinesias Lebatei Midrashas Ba'olam Hazeh. Anybody who properly enters a Beis Medrash, a Beis HaKnesses in this world, which means people that keep the kavod of what a Beis Medrash and a Beis HaKnesses need to look like, and the makbil on the Ashuras HaShechina that's there, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zoicha, he will be Zoicha, likaneis to the Batei Kinesias and Batei Midrashas, which is a reference in the Beis HaMikdash, Los and Lavoi. Minayin, because the Pasuk says, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, Oid Yehalucha Selah. Look at Yeshua ben Levi. People that are fortunate to sit in the Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses, with their proper kavod in this world, now in Olam Hazeh, while we're in Golos, if you treat the Mikdash Ma'at properly, there's a promise in Chazal that you will be Zoicha to taka be Los and Lavoi in the real Beis HaMikdash, to taka see the Mokam Ashuras HaShechina, because if you're Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha here, then it's going to be Ezer Hashem, Oy Yahalucha Salam.